This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
October 7th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. The lovely and talented Steve Wiltfong, 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, checks in. The Gem City is overcast. How about the capital city of Indiana?
Man, it was raining all day yesterday. Rained out a 7U fall baseball game, but we have good weather today, and we're sending it down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus. Good fall weather.
As a sports writer growing up, the number one sport I did not want to cover was baseball. No clock and outdoors ruins your spring. However, one thing that will not ruin your fall, Ohio State hosts Maryland this weekend. The Buckeyes have seemed to hit their stride. We will talk about them as a team with Steve in a bit after the break. First, let's head into Steve's wheelhouse. Ohio State will host a number of visitors this weekend. We're going to highlight two of them. One is Carnell Tate, wide receiver from IMG. You've done a ton on this guy. It does feel like he is down to two schools, and there's a theme developing here, the Buckeyes versus the Fighting Irish. What's your vibe on Carnell Tate? Do you think he would fit into Ohio State's elite receiver room?
Well, Carnell Tate's arguably the top receiver in the 2023 class. He's so polished, terrific hands, smooth route runner, uber confident. He can fit in anywhere and push the room. No matter how talented a room is, he's going to come in and push that room. He'd be a major pickup for Ohio State or Notre Dame. And obviously, he's prioritized by both. I think there was a time where Ohio State had the clear momentum in this recruitment. I think that Notre Dame, at the very least, has made it interesting. It's a big opportunity for Ohio State. You know, he visited a couple times. Now he gets a chance per Bill Kierlich and the Bucknut staff to see Ohio State in a game atmosphere.
He was at Notre Dame this past weekend. How did they do rolling out the red carpet?
Yeah, I haven't talked to Carnell or anybody close to him since the Notre Dame visit. So I don't know how much of the needle was moved. You know, Notre Dame hosted a lot of big time prospects in the 2023 class, and Ohio State's in on several of those guys as well. So he was able to continue to build his relationship and friendship with some of those guys as the players in 2023 get to know each other.
As a quick aside, we know that one game does not a recruitment make, but Notre Dame losing at home to Cincinnati, another Midwest team that does not share their profile nationally, do you think that hurts them on the trail?
No, I mean, I think it's kind of a similar deal to Ohio State losing at home to Oregon. You know, it's not a bad loss. Cincinnati's a top 10 football team. And you know, Notre Dame made some mistakes in that game, and maybe it's a different outcome. You know, it's football. It's Saturday. You don't win them all. And you know, Notre Dame had a lot of big recruits on campus, and certainly it would have been better for them in that moment, as recruiting is a game of inches, to get a win. As I'm sure that the locker room and the mood wasn't as strong as it would have been had they won the ball game. But everybody loses games. Even Alabama's lost some games.
Getting to the other visitor, I want to lament some things here. It seems like Ohio State gave a good chase for defensive tackle Chris McClellan out of Oklahoma. Some crystal balls ran towards Ohio State.
They led. They had almost had him.
Even worse. And now he's going to go to Oklahoma. Curtis Perry, Alabama defensive tackle. Ohio State had a crystal ball role for him. He visited Alabama. Shocker, he's going to Alabama. Which brings us to A.J. Harris. Alabama native, has visited Ohio State. He's visiting this weekend again. Why should I get my hopes up for someone when Alabama can go in there in a weekend and just get him?
Well, I do think Alabama and Clemson have done a really nice job with A.J. Harris, but so has Ohio State. He's already visited, had a great visit. He's a fit. I mean, he's a personality fit at Ohio State. You know, it's a school that's produced at the position, and it's a school that plays on the biggest stage, and they have a lot of what he's looking for off the field. I mean, when I met A.J. Harris, Notre Dame was one of the first schools he mentioned. So he's a school that – or he's a kid that's not region locked. So, you know, this is an opportunity for Ohio State to, you know, remain in the forefront of this recruitment.
And when it comes to the state of Ohio, if Ohio State wants you, I assume you're going to Ohio State. I will give the Crimson Tide their due as well there. Let's finish off the recruiting chatter with this. You talked recently to a guy who a lot of people have as their number one guy on the board on defense. That is Iowa safety Xavier Nwankwo. I loved his quotes about Ohio State, saying that going against the Ohio State receivers in practice would make him great and that they're recruiting him for the bullet position. He's the blueprint for that position if you were going to design it. After talking to him, give us your overall vibe on Nwankwo.
Well, I think that for Xavier, he's always been patient with this process and has wanted to dot as many I's and cross as many T's as possible and have as many conversations and take as many visits as he can to make the most informed decision. And you know, he was able to take some official visits in the summer, saw Ohio State and saw Notre Dame in that capacity. And at one point I thought those were the two clear favorites, you know, and coming off officials to those places, that makes sense. I think Ohio State was the leader heading into the fall. But that doesn't discount the fact that he had great interest in other programs, and Notre Dame is one of them. But Iowa has surged in this recruitment. If you had asked me in June if Iowa had a chance to sign Xavier Nwankwo, I would have said no. But starting in July and certainly this fall, I think Iowa's really made up a lot of ground and is very much in the middle of this recruitment and obviously made his top three. And it's a legit top three, in my opinion. I think he can see himself at all three schools. You know, at Ohio State, that's where he has the best relationships with his peers, you know, the guys in his class. He's connected with those players for a long time. And I think one of the reasons why I think Ohio State led in the summer is because Xavier could see himself playing with those guys, not to mention, you know, Ohio State's pedigree, their stage, and what they do for their athletes off the field. Notre Dame, you putting him in the Kyle Hamilton frame of mind, you know, Kyle Hamilton's a special player. Notre Dame's defense is playing at a high level. Kyle Hamilton's a lock to be a first-round pick, if not a top-10 pick. You know, Notre Dame's got a lot going for him in that recruitment. Marcus Freeman has done a really good job of building a rapport with him among other members of Notre Dame's staff. And then, you know, Iowa, proximity to home, the way they're playing, Coach Phil Parker's defensive pedigree, you know, local NIL opportunities. Knowing the players in the locker room perhaps better than any other place. And then just the fact that Iowa's playing at a high level, I think there's a lot of excitement around that program. And so this one is tight. I think one of the reasons why he hasn't committed is because he doesn't know what he's going to do. So he's going to go see Iowa this weekend for his official visit for the Penn State game. Then he's going to go back to Notre Dame for the USC game. And then he's going to come back to Ohio State for the Penn State game, and you know, we'll see where the chips fall after those visits. I would think that Notre Dame and Ohio State will do as much as they can with those return visits to give those trips official visit like feels, even though it won't be an official visit. So it's not like they can take them out for surf and turf. They can have meetings with them and get them around their players and things of that nature.
You mentioned it. This is really interesting because I can make a really good argument for all three schools. Iowa, the home school, and Iowa's actually done a real good job producing safeties over the years. You've got Kyle Hamilton at Notre Dame right now is going to be arguably a top five pick, and then Ohio State has been DBU for a while. So this is one to watch. Certainly a sweepstakes we will keep an eye on. We'll come back and talk about this weekend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we are back. Normally, we ask Steve to pick the Ohio State game each week, but this week there is a Big Ten tussle of large proportions. Speaking of the aforementioned Xavier Nwankwo, we said he'll be there. Penn State heads to Iowa. Both teams are undefeated. How do you see it going down?
Well, it's tough to go into Kinnick and leave there with the win, especially the way that Iowa's playing. I mean, Iowa has forced 16 turnovers this year. They've really capitalized on taking the ball away. So if Penn State, I think Penn State's offense has more firepower. And so if they can take care of the football, I still like Penn State, but nobody is taking care of the football against Iowa this year. And so that's kind of the tale of the tape there. If Penn State can, if Sean Clifford can hit on those potential big plays, you know, they're going to have a couple opportunities where, you know, a Jahan Dotson gets behind defense or a Parker Washington gets behind the defense, and you know, he's got to hit those throws. You can't miss those opportunities. It's going to be a tight game. Take care of the football. And I like Penn State, but Iowa's taking the football away from everybody they've played this year. They can run the ball with Goodson, who's one of the best backs in the Big Ten. And then Spencer Petras has taken care of the football. He's only thrown one interception this year. But I like Penn State. I like Penn State, but if they lose, it'll be because they turned the ball over.
Yeah, this is a real pick'em for me. It feels like every game is a referendum on Clifford, and this game will be too. So definitely one to watch. For the home team, Ohio State hosts the Fighting Turtles. They are a 3-touchdown favorite exactly. Do you think they'll cover?
I do. I think that Iowa kind of put a beating on Maryland. It'll be interesting to see how Maryland recovers from that football game because they were just outmatched in any shape or form for that game. So I like Ohio State to roll, and I think Ohio State's going to start hitting its stride.
I happen to agree with you. It doesn't help that Maryland lost their best receiver either. Let's crack some shells. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.